We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Reed is walking out of the room. Hey, Reed, walk over here in front of the camera.
I didn't like that one bit.
I know. It felt dirty to you.
Yes.
That's your camera right there, Reed. Show the jersey.
Did you do it, Lunchbox?
Did you sign the Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I don't know what the
big deal. Hold on. We'll tell you. Do you remember the person's name? That was okay. So, on my eBay, where I had done these breaks and had won these articles of memorabilia, one of them is a Diggs jersey for the Cowboys. And one of them was a Zach Moss jersey. I think it was a Buffalo Bills Moss jersey. And so they signed them. I won them, brought them up. People bought them on my eBay page. And then they're like, hey, would you guys mind signing them as well? And it feels a little weird because we're signing not a jersey, but most people would be like, this is a Dick jersey. He signed it. It's really cool. But someone said, I bought it. Would you have the whole show sign it as well? And I was like, sure. If you bought it, you own it. I'm happy to take it to the studio and have everybody sign it. So we just all signed this Diggs jersey that Reed is showing right now. We all signed the numbers. So it's a bunch of us and NFL player.
Trevon Diggs.
Yeah, who plays for the Cowboys.
Oh, man.
Oh, I didn't even know Diggs signed it.
Well, that's his jersey.
Oh, you thought it was just a Dick?
I don't know.
Well, his jersey got lost in the crowd of all of ours. Mike, did you sign it? Yeah. Everybody signed it?
Mike didn't like it either. Mike's
oh,
like,
that's
yeah.
right. That's right. That's right. Reed, did you find her name?
I just got her username.
What's her username?
Rebtho.
Hey, Rebtho, we have your jersey. We all signed it. We're shipping it off today. And the Zach Moss jersey, we're shipping that off. I don't mind doing it, but Eddie and Mike are such big Dallas Cowboy fans that I think it was more about you signing a Cowboys jersey than just a jersey of an athlete because you didn't mind signing the Zach Moss jersey.
I didn't mind that one
Nobody
at all.
Nobody complained.
I did mind. I mean, the whole Larry Bird one, that was like wrong. That felt wrong. But now I'm feeling like—
But you didn't do that on purpose.
I didn't. That was an accident. But
hey,
I mean—
Reed, you're right in camera. You know that, right?
My bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's right in the middle of all the cameras.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's right in the middle.
Beck is the name.
Beck?
Becca.
Yeah. Becca, we have your jersey. We're mailing it off right now. Reed, thank you. Did anybody sign the dig side or we all signed the three?
No, the three.
That's cool.
That's better.
That Ray told me not to sign the other side, so I didn't.
Okay.
You would have?
I was about to.
All right, Reed. See you, buddy.
See ya.
So, you're a Cowboys fan, so that felt dirty to you.
It felt really dirty. I mean, the people buy that jersey because Trevon Diggs, that's his jersey, and he signed his jersey. Now we just tainted it.
Mm.
But the person wanted it, so it's
they
not
wanted
dirty.
It, so Correct. It's not. And not only that, there are items on my eBay page that nobody wants,
like
that have no bids. And I mean, whatever, it doesn't matter. You can see it, but if you go to the page and you see, for example, a Sam Howell jersey.
Ah.
Sam Howell started for the Commanders. You should be the Redskins. And
what year?
Last year.
Oh.
But he's not playing with them anymore. But I listed it at $50. the signed jersey.
No bites.
Not one bid. It's the only it's the only zero bid thing because he's not with the team anymore. He's not going to be a starter next year.
See, we could sign that one and help the guy out.
Eddie, that was my point with you.
Like, we can sign that
one,
no
problem.
Like,
you guys are all butthurt about signing that, but if a Sam Howell jersey came in and they said, would you please sign it, you'd have no problem with it.
Yeah. I will take the E on the Sam Howell and put Eddie next to it, if it helps it.
You can't really because there's no room.
Oh.
But I don't mind signing them if it's what people want.
No problem. Except Dallas Cowboys. Have some respect.
I put up two baseball cards, which I don't know much about current baseball card culture. I put up a Sammy Sosa patch card.
Oh, I know Sammy Sosa.
It's a one of one, so it's only one made. And it's got 3 days left. And this one card right now is at $552.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing, man.
3 days left. I put up a, do you know who Mariano Rivera is?
Yeah.
Best closer ever. I put up an autographed card of him. What do you think that's at? Eddie?
Mariano?
One of five.
Mariano, 300.
Only $100.
Oh.
We'll sign it.
Yeah. No.
The card.
Anyway, that's what we were doing when we went on the post show. We were signing, and Mike and Eddie were complaining because they didn't want to sign a Cowboys jersey.
But we did it.
You did
we
it.
We did it for Becca.
I appreciate that. Okay, I got a couple things. Let's do voicemails 3 and 4. Go ahead with number 3, please.
Hey, Bobby and team. Just wanted to say you are the heart of America, and I appreciate listening to you with my daughter every morning to get the day started, and we love you guys.
Thanks.
The heart of America? That's awesome.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Unless America's about to die of heart disease. Then
yeah, we don't want to do
we
that.
We don't want to be that heart. Here is, I'd go with number 4, Ray.
Hey, this message is for Eddie. I was just listening to yesterday's podcast and hearing you talk about your uncle and the kidney transplant. Great thing to do. One thing to think about, however, is you do have two. But what happens if you give that one away and one of your children ends up needing it later? You don't have an extra to give them. Just something to think about.
I would say the something to think about on top of that is you may not even match your kids, so that may not even matter.
Right.
Because it doesn't mean parents, son automatically have it. And also you're dealing with what if you lose one?
Yeah.
Then hopefully somebody gives you one. But I hear you.
You're
inventing stories to try to convince them otherwise, but go ahead.
This is a tough one. I mean, even people are messaging me like, you know, even if you get tested or when you get tested and you are a match, but for some reason can't do it, then like you get your uncle's hopes high and all this stuff. But it's more complicated than that. And like it's gotten to the point where I'm having conversations with family and a lot of families like.
Are you being serious though? Because you've walked us down this so many times.
Don't laugh. This is serious.
No, you can't do that.
No. I'm talking to Lunchbox. Because you're not laughing. And I understand that
you've done this a lot of times. For him to laugh, it's not laughing at your situation at all, your uncle's. He's laughing.
At how dramatic you're trying to sound.
You've taken us down this road many times.
It's all started with a bunch of tell me something goods, and I'm like, I would like to donate a kidney. Like, that would be awesome.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
if you could take a piece of you to save somebody else's life, like, that is amazing, and I would love to do that someday.
Beautiful.
But you've also said that about many other things. It's kind of become your thing where you just say you would like to do it, but you
don't. Not true. Hey, I said I wanted to plant a tree with my kids. We did it the other day. We planted a tree.
Okay, go ahead. We're doing these things.
And
he's not snickering at the situation your uncle's in.
And I'm not even saying he's laughing at my uncle.
Go ahead.
I'm saying is this situation is getting really complicated as far as my family goes and what they want to do with something like this, where I just came on and was like, I want to do it. I think it's a sign. Now my family's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's more complicated than that. So we're having conversations within the family, whether this is even a consideration or not.
I would think it's complicated every single time with every family. Like, it's not.
I know, but I've never experienced anything like this. Mm-hmm. I've always just come on and said, like, it'd be cool to donate a kidney. Mm-hmm. For the first time, I'm like, I feel like this is a sign. Like, this is what we've been talking about. Somebody in my family needs a kidney. Like,
but you might, if let's say you don't do it, but you do match, but you decide not to do it, why wouldn't you do it since you've said all this to this point?
Like,
exactly what this lady said. Like,
there's no in case.
It's just that I'm 45 years old. I'm not, you know, 60. My kids are still young. My youngest is 5 years old. Like, and what if the surgery goes wrong and I'm just like, something happens to me.
What's the sign? I'm confused.
That was my uncle.
It's to do it. But you're talking about how you're not going to do it. I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, you're not. It's very simple. I had.
That makes sense because he did say there's a sign to do it.
Yeah. So I'm asking. You ask about my signs and make fun of me.
We do.
So I'm asking about your sign.
Your sign is a cardinal. Mine is like my uncle needs a kidney.
Right. Which is even more so. You should do it regardless of.
Correct. But it's not. It's not that easy. And without getting into the details of it, it's not as simple as like I'm going to do it, guys.
Well,
like,
yeah,
but nobody thought that. Nobody thinks that. But we would. No one thinks it's as easy as just going, I'm going to do it. But with what we would have understood, first of all, my wife roasted the crap out of us about the sign bit with Amy, and she let us have it last night. You should know.
Yeah, what did she say?
We didn't matter.
She was there.
Yeah, well, she was like.
Oh, so she saw the cardinal.
Well, no, she just, let's say she roasted us all pretty good. She was like, you're lucky I wasn't there. And I was like, well, no, I'm not. You're never there.
She texted me and she goes,
I'm like, no, you're not. I'm not lucky you weren't there. You're literally never here.
She just saw the Instagram video that was posted and she texted me and she was like, next time you need to phone a friend because I would have had your back because she was there. And she went off on how Bobby was talking about how, y'all make fun of me for signs. But when she's watching an Arkansas game with Bobby, if she rotates her hips to the left 20 degrees and Arkansas is losing, but then she moved her legs or they're winning. And then
all fair. But I did acknowledge that in that segment, though. I just didn't make the clip. I said that.
You're talking about superstitions?
Yeah. And I said, yes. And I don't believe in superstitions, but just in case. But. It is ridiculous. Yes.
That makes no sense.
But I said it was ridiculous. And I said Lunchbox is a sports thing. Yep. If you were saying it's ridiculous. But we can acknowledge that it's ridiculous and that we kind of live by it at the same time.
Right.
I feel like I need to give Caitlin's humor some credit. So I'm just going to read the text verbatim because it's so good. She goes, so it's crazy for God to send Amy a sign, but if we are watching Arkansas winning a football game, I'm unable to shift my seating position because if I rotate my legs 20 degrees, it could cause Arkansas to lose. Sounds scientific.
That is ridiculous for me to feel that way, and I don't really believe it, but just in case. And
because you never know.
And just not only that, it is. It's ridiculous. And I know in reality I can't actually control the game, but just in case. But it's also ridiculous, and I know that. And I said that to her last night, too. I know that's ridiculous, and it's not real, but it makes me feel like I have some sort of control or a chance to have some sort of control, something I have control over, and it's important to me.
Yeah. I don't know for a fact that my mom is sending me messages through Cardinals.
Oh, you don't?
I don't know for a fact, but just in case.
But just in case.
So now if I start saying that, it's... Oh, so just now
in
if
case,
I'm like...
Okay.
Just in case is like
2%. Don't you feel like Amy's like 88%?
About the Cardinal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because okay, just
I meant
in case.
98%. That's not just in case.
That's just in case.
That's probably.
Just in case.
No, that's probably.
I'm going to say, just in case this is my mom.
But I acknowledged how ridiculous it was of Lunchbox and I to have these stupid sports superstitions and theories. I did say that. I said it's very stupid of us.
Yeah.
Just in case. However, with you.
Just in case.
It feels very definitive.
Yeah, because I've had too many moments with the bird.
And I am okay with that. Whatever gives you... And my point to my
peace
wife
and comfort.
All I said was, whatever gives her peace and comfort, I'm good with. But there are 18 cardinals. We can look outside right now and find a cardinal.
Absolutely.
They're everywhere. I said, by the way, I talked to a cardinal about an hour ago.
Yeah, but sometimes...
She goes, what? I said, Matt Holliday, my friend, played for the Cardinals.
He was a cardinal.
Yes. I said, there are cardinals everywhere. All the sign.
Oh my God.
Regardless, I'm with you. I'm on your team, Amy. Eddie.
Sounds like
what's
it.
Up?
Yeah, let's go back to the kidney.
What's up?
Well, here's the thing. Eddie was like, none of us thought that it's just something you can go, I'm going to do and go do. We're not even telling you to do it. You brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
You said it over and over. And then when you come on the air and go, well, my uncle needs a kidney. And then you go, I think I'm going to do it. In our mind, we're like, oh, he's probably graduated to the point of bringing this on the air because his uncle has one.
No.
So
I hadn't gotten there.
Okay.
Like an idiot.
Then you shouldn't have said anything.
I understand that.
That's on you.
Dude, trust me, I understand that, but we've talked about it so much on here where I'm like,
not
oh my
we.
God, they're going to love
have,
this.
You have, we did.
Like, they're going
to
love this.
We didn't
this.
Love it because it was personal to your uncle. We don't like that. We don't like
I
anybody
don't
being sick.
I love that your uncle needs a kidney.
But what's funny is you keep going, you're going to do it, and you always find an excuse not to.
This isn't an excuse.
So you're getting tested,
I'm
though.
Being told
are you
not
still,
to
are you
do
getting
it.
Wait, you're being told, what? Oh, okay. This is clearly personal.
Are you getting tested?
Because I don't feel like we have all the details.
I'm being told not to do it.
By who? A cardinal?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Okay. Well.
So now we can make fun of him again?
All we can make fun of him for is his consistency in saying he's going to do something and not doing it. We can't make fun of him specifically for this one instance because it's probably a real serious thing.
Yeah.
Don't know if it is or not, but probably is. But it just is lumped in with every other time he said he was going to do something and not do it.
Yeah. It's not true. I planted a tree.
Where'd you plant that tree?
Oh, he did go look for the kid that was missing.
I
that
did.
Died.
I went to the river.
No, he
went
got in the way.
No, I didn't. No one told me to leave. Scuba even went. I have pictures of me looking in the river.
Sounds like you went to get pictures.
Yeah, so he could say he was there. That's all he did.
Maybe.
So my question is, so next week I should bring in a story that my aunt needs a kidney and say I'm thinking about it, and then I get like good credit?
That's not nice. I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Because he did it.
Because I did it, and it's not good.
It's not about credit. It's Eddie going, I sure would like to seem in a positive light right now, and I'm going to wish I could do it publicly. And
that's
then not
true.
Then
that,
not
that's not what it's based on. I'm not about the light. What I'm about is like doing something cool like that. Like when you read stories about like someone leaving a $1,000 tip, I want to do that, but I can't afford that. So I want to be a millionaire so I can do that.
Well, it's different because you don't if you don't have $1 million, but you do have a kidney and someone that could actually be affected by it.
Right.
Like you could do
guys.
It.
Then here, Eddie.
But also if you want to do it, there's no need to talk about it.
Like, oh, but I think we have the platform to do it and it could inspire other people.
I completely
agree. It's like I could have walked from West Virginia to Tennessee for fun.
What's the inspiring part of you keep saying you want to give a kidney, but you don't?
I'm going to.
You have to stop. Stop. You have to stop saying that.
Someday
no,
I'm
no,
going
no, no,
to.
No, you're not.
You have to stop
saying that.
I have a solution for you, Eddie. Something that will not put your life in danger. That
you have to stop saying that.
I'm already doing bone marrow. I'm gonna do bone marrow. I have till the end of the year to do that.
No, donate.
You're not. I'm doing
bone marrow.
Okay.
Donate part of your liver because it grows back, so you don't have to worry about maybe your kidneys later.
Yeah.
You can go donate your liver.
Yeah.
Part of your liver, and it'll grow back within 2 weeks.
I got a better one. You do it.
I don't say I'm going to do it.
Let's do it the most.
Yeah, you do it.
Let's all talk about stuff like my
Amy, you talk, you have the talking stick. Everybody else, shut up.
Okay.
My daughter, who's adopted from Haiti, mm-hmm. So my daughter and son, they're not biologically related at all. Different moms and dads. Mm-hmm. But my daughter's has a half-brother. Mm-hmm. So her mom had a baby, so he's younger, and he's still there. And I think that's always been difficult sometimes for my daughter because, well, he's still there. He's not at the orphanage. Her mom kept him, which has got to be difficult to think about. But I don't know that she still has him. And so sometimes I wonder where he is, what he's doing. Is he maybe potentially at an orphanage? Could we adopt him? Should I try to figure that out? And I don't really like talk about it because I don't think it could really happen. But I feel like this is one of those things we just like bring to the table, like all the good things we think about. Like I want to adopt.
But why not talk about that?
Well, it's just because I mean I've thought about it for a long time, but I talk about it because I don't know the reality of that actually happening. But it would be cool.
And I think a little bit you like to say it to get the credit for saying it.
No,
a little bit.
It's not true.
A little bit.
Because one day I'm going to do it, and you guys are going to be like, "Wow, he did it."
But you kind of just said you're not going to do it.
What? Right now? No.
You
I'm
just
not
said
do
because
you're like 45.
And the listener, like you wanted to save it for one of your kids, maybe. Isn't that what you just said?
Save my kidney for one of my kids?
No.
I think what the listener is saying is like, you know, you have kids, you lose one kidney, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You only have one. What if you need the other one? What if you need to donate the other one for your kid? I understand. That's one situation. But the kids and me having a 5-year-old is part of why, like, ooh, should I take that unnecessary risk right now in my life?
Oh, so all the kids are out of the house.
And your kidney's less valuable because it's old.
Not old.
But the kidney could be old, yeah.
Are you going to start nurturing your kidney so it's better to donate? Like, no drinking?
That's another thing, too, man.
Like
I abused my kidneys back like when I was 20. I don't even know if my kidney's good.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Look.
Well, anyway, I'm going to adopt my...
Well, no, you're not going to, but you want
to.
Don't say you're going to. That's different.
Oh, sorry. I got to learn how to do this.
I encourage you not to learn how to do this, actually.
I encourage you not to learn how to do this.
I want to adopt her half-brother.
And you really do?
I really do.
She wants to.
I really want to.
That's pretty cool.
But she's making it.
Thanks,
yeah, you should do that.
She's proven a point. Right, and you.
You should do that, Amy.
But I mean.
And you never mind.
I really want to give my house to a family in need.
You do?
I really want to.
You should.
I really want to.
That's tough, because then where will you live?
I really want
this
to.
This is getting more wrong as it.
You know what I mean?
No, I know.
I really do.
Okay.
Bobby, what do you want to do?
Go to Mid-Roll. Hey, Ray.
That's doable.
Can we do Mid-Roll, please? Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Okay, we're back. Let me say this. I have 2 points to make about what we're talking about, then we're going to move on because...
No, we're mid-roll, dude.
This is like... this is not dark humor, but it's like a Twilight humor. You know, it's fun. It's not for everybody.
This kind of humor?
Like Lunchbox going, I want to give my house... He's making a joke about Eddie making absurd claims. He's not... So if you could actually interpret this wrong if you were to read only a clip of the transcript.
I've been thinking about quitting this job completely and just donating like like a nun.
Mm-hmm. No.
I serve
others. I've been thinking. You don't even know how to do this. You would like to.
Oh, I'd like
not
to.
You're thinking. Yeah, just,
I would like to dedicate my life to service.
Yeah, I hear you.
You guys are being ridiculous.
No. They're being absurd because... And it's a little more absurd than what you're doing, but to prove a point, to make a joke.
Very much more.
Comedy is absurdity, and at times it's absurdity in making fun of things.
Yeah, but no one's laughing at that one anymore. Like, it's you guys are beating it to death.
Also part of comedy. You just do it over and over until it gets funny again.
Yeah, people don't like that one as much.
Okay, I have 2 things I wanted to mention about this. Let me remember what they were.
It's okay if you forgot.
Amy is one of them. Okay, let me get to this one. You'll see. I just reposted... on my Instagram story, a message about Amy. And I commented on it a couple of times because I get these and most of the time I don't even address them because it's kind of dumb. But let me go to my story. Okay. I posted a picture of Reed, who was in here with the jersey earlier. Reed is my non-show digital photographer. He shoots everything. He edits anything we're doing that's not Bobby Bones Show. Too much access, Reed's with me all the time. And so Reed's now working out with us. First time he's worked out in like 10 years. And so he's like, I want to do that workout. and our workouts are hard, but he shows up and he does the work. And I took a picture, just like I did when he started, like, Eddie's here. Maybe hard, but he's showing up. And I posted a picture of Reed. Someone replied to that, and it has nothing to do with the picture. They replied, under the picture of Reed, I'm boycotting the show for a week because you guys treat Amy like crap. So, first of all, it's weird because that's a picture of Reed, and
that's weird.
That's their statement.
It's random.
And so I just posted underneath
that's nice.
How's that nice?
She starts. she's going to celebrate them for boycotting the show?
No. I actually don't want people to stop listening.
And I say, hey, at Radio Amy, do people treat you like crap on my Instagram story? And so then somebody else replies, agree. Y'all been hitting too hard. It's not funny. Now, it cannot be funny. I can give you that. Maybe you don't think it's funny, but they don't have to go together. Like, it cannot be funny, but it cannot be too hard either. So I wrote, the real truth is that 99% of the time, I know where we can push and when we can push without it being unhealthy. If we didn't have 20 years of friendship, as about Amy and I, this show couldn't happen because it's a very personal show. However, no one on the show gets treated badly in a way that is personally detrimental, not purposefully. Or I shut it down. Or they tell me. We do make fun of each other and go after each other in ways that close friends do, all of us, towards all of us. And a lot of times, I'll check with the person and make sure it's okay to talk about A or B if it's sensitive. So I feel like we haven't been any harder on you than you deserve. But also, we wouldn't be that hard on you if we didn't feel like you could take it because we know you so well.
Yeah.
When you
I'm
were
in, fine.
When you, yes. And this can be you right now, but this can be anybody at any time. When Amy was going through a very difficult difficult 4 or 5 months on the air where she was out, her dad was sick, her dad ended up dying, she was going through a divorce, all this stuff's happening. We didn't go hard on Amy because Amy wouldn't have been in the place to be able to take it in a healthy way. Now she's in a pretty good place, so if it deserves it, we go hard. Just like we go hard on everybody. So there's never that we're purposefully being mean. It cannot be funny. That's okay. But we're never purposefully being mean to just be mean. We may pick, and it may be a show, and we may all jump in because we find a funny thing. Like Eddie, starting to get a little sensitive about the old kidney thing. We feel that, but you're an idiot.
You went hard on me, man.
I know, we went hard. But those things are always weird to me. People are like, you guys are just not nice to Ray. We're like, no, actually, if we weren't like universally wonderful to Ray and pick on him occasionally, he wouldn't even want to do this show. And part of being with your friends for 5 hours and having to create content, sometimes you just make fun of each other. And that's always been the dynamic of the show. You're free to make fun of people. Unless it's something that's way too personal, and then we'll shut it down. Or I'll check, because there are times I'll go to Amy and be like, hey, let's not talk about this. And she'll be like, no, I think we can now. Or the opposite. So anyway, that was my little thing on that. That was the one thing. And another thing, too, but I forgot it. I don't know. I got this Luke Combs lottery ticket.
Yep. Let's scratch it.
Amy, I just want you to know that my aunt had someone close to her pass away recently, and today she posted on Facebook, a cardinal came and visited me today.
The person who passed away posted on Facebook?
No, my aunt's friend passed away.
Oh, my God.
And she posted, they came to see me today. A cardinal came and visited me in the front yard. I know it's them.
Why is Amy's mom over her house?
I'm like, that's crazy. I never knew people thought about cardinals as dead relatives until Amy, and now I see it on Facebook.
You, Casey Musgrave's new song. Cardinal, are you sending me
a
message
coin?
From
the Do the cardinals know about this?
Cardinal.
I don't think cardinals know English, bro.
Well, yeah. But they're smart enough to
or the
know.
Or the concept. What if they all did and they're like, let's go screw with some people that just lost their loved ones.
They're just like,
yeah, they're like
bro,
the biggest pranksters ever.
Everyone thinks we're dead people. It's awesome.
Some guy just called me Lincoln.
Okay.
What?
Didn't you say your grandma knocked over a guitar once?
Yeah, but like I said then too,
she's a guitar.
I believe that one.
I don't.
Just in case.
I don't even believe it.
No, dude, come on.
But just in case part
you
of
you said you said grandma give me a sign and the guitar fell over.
But right. I did.
That's crazy.
I wrote about it in my first book, but I can also acknowledge
that is crazy.
I also can acknowledge that I don't even think I know everything or understand or have the capability to understand everything, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's a definite. I think the air conditioner probably came on or something.
How often does a guitar fall?
In my house?
Look.
Dude, sometimes they'd fall off those holders in the middle of the night, and I think somebody's robbing me. Boom! Oh, God. Because I didn't nail them in there good.
Yeah, I remember that. Those hangers, they fell all the time.
Out of me, man. All right, go ahead with your point.
I've lost all four of my grandparents.
Okay.
If one of them is listening, knock over the Arkansas helmet.
That's not how it works.
I like that.
But it's
do
not
it
how
right
it
now.
Works.
Do it. Please knock over the Arkansas helmet.
Yes, yes. I
we've lost it.
Have lost all of my grandparents. If any of them can hear me, spill that coffee in Amy's lap.
Now.
It's not how it works.
But you don't get to decide how it works. Okay. But you can for you. You can for you. But you can't tell me how for me it doesn't.
Okay, but now the coffee's not going to spill over, and then you're going to determine that it's not real.
But it happened with him and the guitar.
I don't think so, dude.
That's what's crazy about that one, dude.
I don't think so. All I know is I have no idea. And it,
by the way, the Arkansas helmet's still there.
It presented an easy way to have a little fun at Amy's expense that she was also knowing was coming by even presenting that she knows we're going to give her crap.
Speaking of fun, that's my, I'm reposting your post and I'm putting.
You let him have it, Amy.
We put the fun in dysfunctional.
Okay. Dysfunction. Yeah, wait. F-U-N.
Hey, I got a music note.
It is a little dysfunctional sometimes how we treat each other.
What's the, oh, one something.
You did?
Yeah, I'm like a scratch. Well, no. Let me get through it first.
Stop the drums.
36.
Premature drum roll.
Okay, so far I won. It's probably like $5 or something, but okay.
How much is the ticket?
$5. Let me roll through some news here. Let me play voicemail too, Ray, and I can toss this sheet. Go ahead.
I am just calling in regard to the comment a couple listeners made about not liking the show when they first heard it. I just wanted to say my experience was completely different. I used to hate radio talk shows. I thought they were annoying. I thought the hosts always seemed super fake. And then I heard your guys' show, and I instantly fell in love with it. I thought you guys were hilarious and authentic, and I've been listening ever since. Thank you. Love you guys. Love the show.
That's very kind. We appreciate that. And also, I don't think any of us ever have the impression that you should like any single one of us all the time. If so, we would be a little faker. We'd always be likable. I don't think any of us on the show are likable all the time, but purposefully. Meaning, don't try to be fake. Well, Ed, you're right. Great point. Great point, Mr. Kidney. Mr. Kidney over there does try a little harder than us, but I hear you.
But I'm annoying to people, so.
At times, but you are an extremely, extremely likable person in general. Really the friendliest person I know and the most fun person to be around. However, that kidney or I want to do this stuff does ring just a little hollow.
Guys, I can't help it if I want to do something.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's saying it.
I just want to do something.
It's declaring it. And never, when you
fine,
say.
Fine, I won't say it anymore.
When you say, my final part of this. When you say you want to do it over and over and you can actually do it, but then you don't do it, that's the problem.
Dude, I'm not kidding. When we do Tell Me Something Good, I'm like, gosh, that's a good idea. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, and think that.
I'm just not going to say it anymore.
That's what we all do because I think we all think that. Man, it'd be
I don't.
Of course.
I'm not like, oh, I want to give a kidney. No thanks.
I wish I had the courage and wasn't selfish enough to give a kidney.
So if your dad needed a kidney lunchbox, you wouldn't give it
but
to
I
him?
But I would give a kidney. No. I would give a kidney to any of you guys right now. If you guys were and I matched, I would give every single person on this show and those three in the glass room, you'd all get a kidney for me.
What about the other room?
Production room? No.
And to be honest with
I don't
you,
have a long enough life with them. I don't know them that well.
Right.
And so could I donate a kidney and then you give me yours and then I have two again? That's interesting.
Well, you could do that. Then if your other one hurt, I will guarantee you a kidney.
Okay.
If for some reason we match and one goes down, wait, the one that you have goes down, I will give you one. But I'm not going to lie and be like.
I'm not lying.
Let's see how much I won here.
We won.
$5. No, you won, Lunchbox. This is your ticket.
Yes.
You can have the $5. Thank you.
Yeah. Amy, throw it. And Eddie, to answer your question, if my dad needed a kidney, would I give it to him? Probably not.
Dang.
Really?
My dad is almost 70 years old, guys.
That's true.
Like, I
no,
mean.
No, wouldn't it, well,
no, no,
but
no.
He could live another 10 years for a kidney.
Sometimes. I mean,
I don't know. Cause
can
70,
you get it back when they die?
A 70-year-old going through kidney transplant. Like,
right.
I feel like the health complications, I just don't know that it would work out. Like, it just
so but you're not talking about you. You're talking about.
My dad wouldn't let me.
Right. Hold, that's
on,
what
hold,
I'm saying.
No, hold on, hold on. How you presented it is you wouldn't give him one because you wouldn't want to lose one. That's what it felt like. However, you're saying you would, if he were 55, maybe you'd give him one.
Right. When he's a year away from 70. So.
But it's about him going through the process.
Yeah.
But that's his decision to make.
Nah, but it's also my decision. Like, I don't think...
But it's about him.
Yeah, man, his body.
It's his decision.
Even if I give him a kidney, what's he got, 8 years left?
But that's not your decision. What your decision is, you don't want to go through the process of getting the kidney, not having the kidney, and living.
It's sad to think about.
It's terrible to think about.
It's terrible.
That's why this is not funny. I'm like, let's not laugh about this anymore. Let's just move on.
You've made it a joke because you made a joke about it so many times.
It honestly wasn't a joke.
You came in and said, it's a sign.
But that wasn't the joke. There was no joke attached to it. Okay. And now I just want to move on from it.
Well, I mean,
you're the one who brought it up every day.
I understand. It's completely my fault.
I'm just wondering how it went from you were giving a kidney to your uncle like a day ago, and now it's like, it's off the table.
I think we all have addressed the issues. In this conversation we've had.
That's a great question. I'd like for you to answer that.
I can't be too personal with it, but I think
it's not about being too personal. But you can say, how did it go in a day? Was it last night? You had a conversation.
I had the conversation with my mom, and then she communicated, and that was what came back.
So it was a conversation last night,
two nights ago.
So whenever it was.
So you think you could have had that conversation before you brought it to the air, and you were going to give your uncle?
But I said that, and he was like, he didn't think.
Was your family mad? No.
I've not thought and said stupid stuff, too.
What I brought to the air, though, was the fact that I thought that there was a sign. That was it. Like, I think this is a sign. And then you guys were like, go get tested.
No.
And you said
you were- No. That's not how it happened, and I don't remember anything. I have a terrible memory. You said, your uncle needs a kidney. You'd like to give him one. Now, we said go get tested, but it was only because you wanted to give him a kidney. Because
I said this
is
a sign.
It wasn't that we were just screaming, you need to go get tested.
No, you guys are like, put your money where your mouth is kind of thing.
You said you wanted to do it. And our thing was, to do it, though, you need to get tested first. It wasn't, you need to go get tested. It was, oh, that's great that you've said that you're going to do it. You have to go get tested first, though, so don't get your hopes up.
Right.
Right.
But I've been told not to do that.
And that's great. And you have to make a personal decision. Then stop saying you want to do it. Okay. Would you do it for somebody else?
I'm going to say nothing anymore.
Good job, Eddie. I like when Amy's like, I was thinking about... No. You're missing... It's not thinking about it.
I want to.
Yeah. I would like to.
Yeah.
I would... Okay.
Amy, and then she was like...
You do it right.
Amy's like, I'm going to... No, don't say you're going to. Then you got to do the...
I know, I got to learn. I would like to.
Man drinks 100... Listen to this. He drinks in 120 bars in 24 hours to break a world record. I feel like if you could get to the 120 bars, you could break that pretty easily.
That's pretty simple.
Well, you got to get to the 120 bars.
In 120 hours?
In 24 hours.
Oh.
What is it again?
120 bars in 24 hours. So break that down.
All right, how many?
So you got to get to 60 and 12, 30 and 6, 15 and 3. This is no problem. It's just finding that amount of bars. 8 in an hour and a half.
Probably do that.
You can do that easily.
Downtown alone.
It's about it's like one every 10 minutes, basically. I don't even know if that. Yeah, that's about right. I don't know if that's right. Whatever. You could do it, but can you
just have to have a sip?
But can you find 120 bars?
There's 120 bars in Nashville.
Downtown?
I mean, just on Broadway alone, there's probably 50. It says 32 on the internet, but I've walked down.
Mike, what'd you get? 32.
Yeah, it says 32.
There's no way there's only 32 bars.
Well, maybe that's right. But that's one road. There are bars around it.
Oh, you looked on Broadway specifically. Yeah. This is a record that can be broken if you can find a map out.
Bourbon Street. Oh, my gosh. Send me to New Orleans. There's more than 32. How many bars on Bourbon?
I bet you it's the same as here.
Yeah, same. But you could do it here.
He just wants to go to Bourbon Street.
He just wants a trip.
Yeah.
You could do it here as long as you lined up and knew.
60 bars in the French Quarter. I mean, that's, woo, we're already halfway there.
Why don't you Google bars downtown Nashville?
Why don't you do Nashville? Because it's going to be.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
32.
You said Broadway.
And the French Quarter is bigger than one road.
Is it?
Yeah, because you're talking... The road in... Here, let's do some trivia. What's New Orleans' version of Broadway?
Bourbon Street.
Boom. What's New York's version of Broadway?
Times Square.
Okay.
So
I was going to say Broadway.
Well...
I don't know.
I mean, they're identical.
I would say that you could probably do this, and it'd be a fun record to break.
And you just have a little sip in each bar. You don't have to have a full drink, right?
Just say you want
to
do it.
But you'd have to map it out.
Right.
You would need to map out the 120 and when they're open. Just
drop it.
And I need a driver.
You can walk. You can probably walk to the bars.
Mike, do you see anything about official? Because I bet you there's a bar license. Like how many? You could drive to other restaurant bars. Get somebody to drive you.
Yeah, hit Applebee's. I mean, they got a bar.
That's a bar and grill.
If you mapped it out, you could do it. You could do 125 in 24 hours.
That would be so... Wow. Oh, because I'm thinking you got to find the ones that are open late.
Or you can start at like noon, 1 p.m., and just start hitting the ones that are, how I would strategize is noon one, start hitting the bars that aren't all centrally located. You go to the one at Applebee's, you go to the one at Chili's, somebody's driving you to all these ones that aren't close at all together. Because you know it, the 12 hours, yeah, you can just 12 hours if you get them all right. Then at noon, midnight, 1 a.m., you're able to hit all the ones that are close.
Ah, instead of starting on Broadway, you finish on Broadway.
Where they're all close. Yeah, you get as many as you can out of the way from the far. I mean, we could do this. I may drink just to beat this record. I want to drink just to beat the record. But
it's not funny, man. We'll see.
A couple from Florida came back from a three-week trip to from Switzerland, and they noticed their T-Mobile bill was $143,000 because they had used 9.5 gigabytes of roaming data while overseas.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Were they just watching breaks on TikTok?
Probably.
Like me and dorm dudes. They were upset, but T-Mobile did cancel the charge. So T-Mobile cancels that charge because that also shows me too, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. That's not money that T-Mobile lost.
I don't know how that works.
It's just money they would gain.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They lost their data stuff?
What does that mean though?
I don't know.
See,
data stuff, man.
And I'm sure they've... You could boil it down to how much power. But it's not really money they lost, or they probably wouldn't just clear that bill so fast. It's money they will now not gain. And there is a difference.
Yeah.
But their entire system of making money is not on law. It'd probably be in just maintaining the equipment, right, for the most part?
That produces roaming data?
That counts, that allows it, satellites.
Yeah, whatever that is. Fiber optics. Fiber optics. Yeah, you know what fiber is?
In the ground?
Yeah.
Do you think cell phone?
Yeah, it has to, right? They got to use that to go overseas.
I would think that would be landline.
Oh, I don't
satellites.
Know. Internet. I know internet works
now we're
that
just
way.
Saying words. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I was thinking.
Because like fiber optics crazy.
But that's like landline stuff.
It's just a line, and basically the data just goes right through it and immediately to the other side.
I wonder how much that's used with cellular. And if that's changed a whole lot where they just used to have to put everything in the ground and now they have to put very little because it can just be sent up to a satellite and back down.
Yeah, don't know.
We don't know anything.
I'm sure somebody knows.
We spent 3 minutes on something we know nothing about. A psychic con man is jailed after swindling 1.3 million Americans. This con man claiming to be psychic has been hammered with a 10-year prison sentence after being found guilty of swindling tens of millions of dollars from more than a million Americans. He must have been really good.
Yeah, but why was he swindling?
For more than, what do you mean, why? For money.
But he's a psychic.
No, I don't think, but also you can't prove somebody's not a psychic.
Right.
But there are other parts of it. For more than 20 years, Patrice Runner has been putting out promises of wealth and happiness in exchange for cash sent his way through the mail. The cash ended up totaling $175 million. Wow.
Oh, man.
That is a lot of money. You would think this guy would be very famous then if that many people are sending him money. In the scam, customers receive letters from Runner and his associates falsely claiming to be personal correspondence with people. I don't know these other psychics. Maria Duvall and Patrick Guerin. Once victims responded, they were bombarded with additional letters and requests. The legal system, regardless, he made $175 million off just America. That proved he's not a psychic.
That's true.
He's not a psychic. I don't think he's a psychic.
Oh.
Because he would have predicted he's going to jail.
True.
He should have predicted when he was going to stop. A 61-year-old claims to have the body of a 38-year-old after biohacking. I have a friend who's into this biohacking. He follows this one guy who's a biohacker. Biohacking doesn't actually mean going in and changing body with like computer. It's doing certain things or eating certain things or taking certain supplements to kind of reorganize and restructure your
biological
cells. Yeah.
Wow, your
Dave
genetics?
Asprey is a biohacker. He's a bulletproof guy.
Oh, yeah? I don't know who that is. But Dave Pasco is this guy. He is a retired network security engineer, a full-time biohacker, and he talks about how he takes 158 supplements a day.
Oh,
there's a morning routine, 15 minutes of floor stretches, 5 minutes on the mini trampoline. He's 61. He looks like he's about 35.
It's crazy.
So you can change your genetics?
Yes.
That's amazing. I didn't know
that. You can't be taller unless you get a surgery.
Right.
You can,
but if you got that
you
surgery,
you can probably squeeze the absolute best possible scenario out of your genetics if you do everything exactly right.
So say I'm dyslexic, right? So like if I went to school again to fix my dyslexia and that
you just see this picture. He's 61. It's unbelievable. He looks like he's 40 and he's ripped. Go ahead, Eddie. I'm sorry. This guy's ripped.
No, it's okay. But if I fix my dyslexia and then I had kids?
Great question. They don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
Yeah. It would be that your kids would have, my opinion on it would be that you may pass it down to your kids, but who knows how severe it may be. But then there's things they could do, similar to what you did, to alter it. But then I wonder if
dyslexia
over time,
is hereditary?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, of course.
Supposedly.
I had no idea.
But they don't know the answer to that. There are theories about if someone is unhealthy and overweight when they get someone pregnant, that their sperm, or even with the woman, that her egg is a different.
The sperm's overweight?
No, but there could be different qualities about what your body's producing in that sperm, or with her, something happening in that egg at the time, if she's on a certain medication, when her eggs. There is all of this.
That's crazy.
And it's unlimited that we don't know, and it's tiny that we do, but we do know that there are effects. But changing what you're passing down genetically, I don't know the answer, but because I'm interested in this too. What I have read is it's more like an evolution type thing with genetics. What they found is that you can try to improve it a bit within you, and it can not be as bad. And if it continues to be improved, it kind of goes away.
Oh, that's cool.
Through generations.
Like eventually.
Yeah.
So like I'm getting buff, right? Like, so I start getting my kids buff.
And no, you don't get your kids buff. What?
We're working out. So I tell my kids, like, hey, start working out now. And then they're buff, right? So when they have kids, their kids may be born a little
I would say if you're buffed. In great physical shape.
At the time of conception?
Yeah. Not even at conception, because your body's going to have and hold a bunch of stuff. But if you've been in physical shape for a long time and your body is on all cylinders, it is reacting to you eating right, you being in great physical shape, the stress, and it's like your best sperm and your nuts rock. That there's a better chance that coming through is going to produce a slightly better version of what would have been had you not been.
Dang, okay. A little too late for that, but okay.
Well, so have your mom and dad gotten checked for dyslexia or whatever it's called?
And you don't have it.
He's not.
And you don't have
it. He's not at all.
I don't know how to say it. Dyslexia? Mm-hmm. Whatever. I couldn't think of the word.
I don't know.
I'll tell your mom to get tested.
Okay, so.
Do you know his mom?
No, yeah. He doesn't know my mom.
Hmm?
Oh.
I know his mom.
I know.
Yeah. She got my number at the iHeart Festival a couple years ago.
Nice. You guys should both just make out each other's mom and get it over with.
I'm down.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead, Amy.
You can have
so this is what we're talking about would be epigenetics, the study of how your behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way your genes work. So some people just think like so much as, oh, this has already been predetermined for me. But the epigenetics shows that you can alter it. Like Bobby said, you can't alter your height or your eye color or your hair color, stuff like that. But other things about you that you may think you're just predisposed to this, you may be able to alter.
It could be a lot harder.
Due to certain hacks or lifestyle choices and behaviors.
Could be a lot harder. What's interesting to me is, let's say you have I don't want to say this because Lunchbox is going to make a joke, and I don't mean this about anybody on the show. It was just where I was going to go. Let's say you have a huge nose.
Eddie.
You don't have a huge nose. He just says that. But let's say you have Let's say you have a huge nose.
Eddie.
Stop. I honestly, when you said huge, I thought you were going to say something
else.
But
it could be that too. It could be, okay.
Eddie. Go ahead.
Let's say you have a huge nose. And you get plastic surgery.
Eddie.
Okay, but he hasn't. But let's say you have a huge nose, you get plastic surgery at 22 years old. Before you meet the person you're even going to love. Right. And they meet you and you got a hot face and a hot nose and a hot butt and your attitude's good and you fall in love. Your kid comes out with the genetics, that big nose.
Oh, man. They're going to be like, what the world?
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, who did I get this from?
So that change you made there is not something that's going to be allowed to be affected genetically.
That's not epigenetics.
No.
That's plastic surgery.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Also, there are things that we don't know that are affecting our DNA, genetics, whatever. Like, we don't know what cell phones, right? We don't know what things going through the air, what electric line, what car, small, what people, food, what all of these things that we really have no clue.
I thought he was cutting out. He kept going, what? You weren't finished the sentence, so I was confused, but I got it now.
Limitless things that we don't understand are happening to us and our bodies because of what's going into our bodies and what's coming out and what we're around and who we're around that also could be modifying what's happening from one generation to the next.
There's a story I had on the pile months ago, or it seems like months ago at this point, about what your mom ate when she's pregnant with you, and depending certain foods they were showing were resulting in like wider jaws and bigger noses.
Oh no. What was the bigger noses?
I don't remember details from it. I just remember seeing it, and who knows, but I mean, that's the kind of research that's being done that I would imagine years from now, they're going to be able to pinpoint better. Like,
so what about like Lunchbox's shoulders? He can't touch his shoulders, right? Because he has some.
Yeah, that's
but his
defect.
Dad can't touch genetic. His shoulders.
Right. And my
grandpa
could.
Can't. Right. Can Hereditary. He have the surgery? Well, he's already done having kids.
No, he will. If he has a surgery, that will not alter.
That's cosmetic.
So then they're just screwed. They're going to all have the can't touch my shoulder thing?
Yep.
Well, whatever's affecting that, if they can identify the gene. But I don't think they have.
I don't think there's a lot of gene study into not being able to touch your shoulders.
They, you know, and but it could also not be passed down.
Do your kids have?
And then three.
I haven't checked.
And then three down, it could happen. An example would be twins. There could be a set of twins. They could have kids. They don't have any twins. They don't have twins. The next set has twins, because they roll around in the family in the genetics, regardless.
That was interesting. Geneticists.
Eddie, did you ask anyone in your family if they have dyslexia?
Mm-mm.
You haven't asked.
He did. No. He said. Dyslexia, anyone, family, and they got really, they didn't know what he was saying.
Oh.
So, no. Eddie, where do you get your big nose from?
My dad's side. My grandpa had a big nose, and my dad has a big nose.
You can change this that with surgery for your kids.
No, you can't.
Oh. Ask your parents while they're so
alive. Hey, they're already born. They're already born as well, but you're doing it for them.
Yeah, you need to ask your parents all the things, because I wish mine were alive so I could ask them. My sister and I have determined that our dad maybe was dyslexic, and that's possibly where I got it, because he was really good with numbers. He did not have dyscalculia. And what I learned in my further testing is if you don't have the dyscalculia, but you do have dyslexia, normally you really are great with numbers. And he was. And he also hated reading. Like, never saw, we'd always talk about, I never read a book. But like, it's like, I wonder if he hated it because of that. And he just never got tested because that just wasn't a thing for him.
Didn't make him feel good. So why do something to make you feel
good? He was real creative and good in other ways. And so it was just kind of made sense. So now my sister and I have assigned him with dyslexia, but there's no way to
unfair.
Know.
Well, that's unfair. We'll ask the Blue Jay next time he comes around.
I know.
And if it flies backward, be like, okay, there you go. Okay, look.
Jay Blue. A couple things.
And then we're going to get out. We just got a few minutes. Raymundo has a free chance for everyone on the show and even our listeners to make $5.6 million.
Okay. Clickbait, Ray.
I don't know what it is. There's no way this is true, but I'd like to hear him out. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's free to play. It's Major League Baseball just started back, and everybody can do it. It's totally free. It's not gambling.
It's not gambling because you're not putting money in?
Correct.
Okay.
And so all you got to do is pick one hitter. You can do it every day. You can take a day off, but just one hitter. Let's say on average there's 300 hitters a day that play in all these Major League Baseball games. You just have to pick one, and he just has to get one hit.
So I guess my question would be, can you pick the same one every day?
Yes.
Okay, so once you use one, it isn't eliminated.
Correct.
And obviously, it's very difficult to do, or they wouldn't offer $5.6 million.
You can even double up.
It's never been done. They've been doing it for years, and no one's ever won.
What do you say?
You can even double up. You can do two hitters to get two.
But and what's the goal?
To 56.
56, like the hit streak.
Yep.
Is that DiMaggio?
Who's Joe DiMaggio, yeah. Okay, I mean.
And like Eddie said, you can do two a day, so then essentially you can win.
Can you do 56 in a day?
No.
Well, why not?
The most you can do is two. And there is a mulligan phase from 10 to 15 where you can miss one and you won't go back to zero. And it's just a race. First person to get to 56 wins $5.6 million. And if you did pick two a day, like I'm saying, you could win $5.6 million in 30 days, in 1 month. It sounds too good to be true.
No, it doesn't. It sounds impossible. It doesn't. I mean, it's
impossible.
It sounds, very hard. It sounds true, but no one's ever done it.
One hit, that's all they have to get.
Ray, how close has someone gotten?
They've been in the 50s. There's been a handful of people that have gotten up there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, a couple things.
MLB.com.
Are they paying you to do that?
No.
Okay. I don't mind pandering. Should I pander is the question. We start in Atlanta on Monday. I have a Falcons mini helmet. Should I put it up on the desk and just let it sit and never mention it? Be like, we're big Atlanta Falcons guys. You're just assuming it. We don't even say it.
Yes.
The problem is I don't really like them when they're in the case.
The mini helmets?
Yeah. This one's signed by Drake London.
Receiver?
Yeah.
Here's the problem is you have only big helmets up there, so it's going to look like you don't like it as much as other helmets.
Well, that is a point, but there's just so much up here. I don't know that you would judge one by the other. The only big helmets are the Arkansas ones, so those are just Arkansas. There's a NASCAR helmet.
Could you get rid of the...
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not getting rid of any of this. I love it all. Which one are you going to ask? The Cowboys football?
No. Oh. That's not the one I was going to ask.
CeeDee Lamb signed.
No, the St. Louis Cardinals one.
I could. Paul Goldschmidt?
Yeah, because it's still in the shot. It's in the shot.
I could, but if I pull it out of this, I don't know if it's worth anything anymore.
Oh, then don't pull it out.
Oh, too late. Jeez, man. Thanks for listening to us.
I mean, it's still signed.
You're grabbing the helm. You're grabbing the signature.
Yeah, you're putting your... Oh.
Wait, no, it's dead now. All right, let's pander a little bit.
If you put it over by the St. Louis Cardinals helmet, it's still in the shot.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that. Got a couple things, and we're going to be done here. Hey, Abby, what was the feet thing with you? You know, the dude was trying to pay Amy to, like, lick his feet. What was it?
One no, picture just pictures feet? Of my feet.
Goliath feet, what was it called?
Oh, and Goliath.
Oh, that's giantness. Like, either it could be me acting like a giant with my hand or my feet, or just my feet.
What's wrong some with guy's people? Also feeding you up now?
Yeah.
On the phone lines or through Instagram?
Yes, he called the phone lines, which no one ever really calls to talk to me. I mean, they want to talk to you. But he was like, hey, is this Abby? I'm like, yes. He's like, I have a question for you. I'm like, okay. He's like, would you be willing to add pictures of the bottom of your feet on Instagram?
The bottom?
I was like...
I don't get it. The feet turn people on. It's a semi-common thing. I just don't understand it.
I don't either, and I don't understand the bottom. I've never heard that before. The bottom of your feet? What is so appealing of that?
Well, what's appealing about the toes?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Well, if it's the bottom, for the giantness thing, it's like the bottom because it looks like you're squashing something.
Oh, okay.
They want to be squashed by your feet?
Oh, yeah.
Something like
oh,
that.
Boy.
Yeah.
I've had people message me, too. They're like, can I be your giant, or can you be my giantess, or whatever. Giantess.
That looks good, Bones.
I don't know.
What should I do with a baseball helmet?
Put it next to it. Yeah, right there.
You can hand her to St. Louis, too.
Perfect.
Like there?
Yep.
Can you see them both?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I think that's going to be...
So are you going to do it?
What?
Abby.
Oh, no. I said, I think I'm good, but thank you.
Sell pictures of your feet for $100?
Ooh. $100? Maybe $200.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, if there was no attachment to my face or any of my body, I'd give a picture of my wiener.
No, you wouldn't.
It's a generic picture.
You would not.
Not right now. I'm married, but I'm saying 5 years ago. You never
even
know
if you're married, if they're going to pay you $10,000,
I didn't say, well, $10,000. Yeah, I said
$500. Oh.
That's your number at lunch? $10,000?
Wiener it up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're done tonight.
We're breaking,
is
baby.
It Thursday? It's Thursday?
Yeah, yeah.
Tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. Central from my house. Dorm dudes are driving down from Ohio, and we're going to break a bunch of, like, sports memorabilia. Be sure to check it out. We'll be doing it on my Instagram, but that'll just be showing how you can get to their page. But on TikTok, it's at Dorm Dudes Breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Dorm Dudes Breaks. Yeah.
I heard we got like 40 boxes coming in.
They sent it all to Reed's house.
Yeah.
Because they can't travel across state lines with it or something.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's not my business to know, I guess. I don't want to ask them how their financials work. But they had to ship. I guess, or maybe they just want to drive it all down in a truck. That could also be it. Maybe it's nothing illegal.
Sounds cooler that way, though.
I know. It did sound cooler.
When you say state lines, they sound cool.
I know. Hey, Abby, one final thing.
Coming.
Okay, one final thing. You there?
Yes, sorry.
I think it would be beneficial, and I don't know about the producer of your song, Hey There Hometown, how much effort they'd want to put into it, although I think it could help them, too. If you cut a few versions, in the history of these songs where they mention specific places, for example, Zac Brown, Chicken Fried, or maybe Toes.
Yeah, and Big 98, right?
Yeah. Is that Chicken Fried? Or?
I think it was Toes. No. And the Big 98 of Chicken Fried. Yeah.
or what's the song? It's radio station WDR. It's a hip hop song. Oh, I can't think of it. But they would insert all the different radio stations, and that would make the station play it more, right?
Uh-huh.
I think if you could go and just record, all you need to do is sing like 10, like different 10 cities.
Oh, change Wichita out?
That's it. But yeah, you just have to, it has to be the same like cadence and like you know, however many syllables.
Whoa, London.
Well,
London?
The UK market probably
Dude,
good.
You want to go international.
But let's say we're pandering, St. Louis. Whoa, St. Louis. Whoa, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, Little Rock. And if you made like 10 of those of different cities, we could tell you what cities to do. That would be hilarious, and we could just play some of them.
Oh, my gosh. Can I do that? Yeah, I will.
What do you mean, can you?
Like, I'll do it. Yeah.
But if the producer has to, whoever that is. But I think it'll also get some play. It'd be funny on the air. You know, whoa, Greensboro.
Yeah, that's perfect. Or,
but if it's small, it'll be like Boston, Mass.
Yeah. I like it. Then I have to change the Kansas, too, but you'll always be
You're going to change the whole song.
My Massachusetts roots run free.
Or that can be generic. You don't have to change the state. So what does it say? My Kansas roots run?
These Kansas roots run deep, yeah.
So sing how the melody goes.
Oh, Wichita, you'll always be home to me. I hope you know no matter where I go, these Kansas roots run.
I hope you know where I go, these treasured roots run deep. Or whatever that is. You just put a word. You don't have to insert it. These, you know, valued roots run deep.
Deep roots.
Anything like that works. So
like two words I need to change.
You just do that once. Yeah, as long as it hits the same like singing pattern.
I like it.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to go to him.
It's this. These hometown roots run deep.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's hometown. I think hometown works because it fits.
These hometown roots are.
But think bigger, Abby. Like, oh, Tokyo.
Even better. Whoa, Mars. Yes. You never know.
Yes. You never go too big.
Okay, well, we're done.
Woo, I like that idea. Thanks.
That would be fun if you could do it.
Uh-huh.
All right, cool. That's it.
Whoa, Istanbul.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. Moscow.
Putin's land. Oh. Okay, we got to go. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.